This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 306 for Monday, March 13th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Monday, seeing a continuation of the selling pressure that weighed on values last week amid bearish technical signals. Canola down $10 to $11, the May contract down $10 at $767.80 per ton. Global economic uncertainty after Friday's collapse of the Silicon Valley Bank in the U.S. kept caution in financial markets to start the week, with the volatility spilling into the commodities as well. The Canadian dollar was stronger, up nearly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that was also bearish, as were losses in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both lower, while wheat held on to gains. The broad speculative selling in the financial markets accounted for spillover selling in soybeans today. The May contract down 15 cents at $14.91 per bushel. The advancing Brazilian harvest was another bearish influence, although the poor crop prospects out of Argentina did remain supportive as forecasters continue to downwardly revise their production estimates for the drought-afflicted South American country. Weekly U.S. soybean export inspections of 618,000 tons were up from the previous week, but off what moved the same week a year ago. Year-to-date, U.S. soybean exports of 43.3 million tons are running about a million tons ahead of last year's pace. Corn, it's down with speculative selling, although spillover from gains in wheat were supportive. The May contract down 3 cents at $6.13 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections came in at just under a million tons, with year-to-date movement of 16.3 million tons, well off the 25.9 million exported by the same time last year. Wheat, it was stronger across the board on ideas the futures were looking oversold after recent losses. Minneapolis spring wheat posting the largest gains, up 8 cents in the May contract at $8.32 per bushel. Kansas City wheat up 2 cents in the May contract at $8.05 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 5 cents in May at $6.84 per bushel. Talks to extend the Black Sea grain corridor for Ukrainian exports are underway this week. That's keeping some caution in the wheat market. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections of about a quarter million tons brought year-to-date exports to 15.9 million, only about 300,000 tons off last year's pace. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, March 13th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.